Today's daf is Vachim daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the two dots in the middle of daf Tezayin on the Beis Oinen Pasul. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began the second perek of Mesechtes Vachim. And the perek began with people that are pasul to do any one of the Avodas Adam. The Mishnah discusses Kabbalah, but as we spoke out, the Rishonim say, Kabbalah lav dafka, but rather the Mishnah means Kabbalah, Halacha and Zrika. The only one of the Avodas Adam that's not included in the Halacha of the Mishnah is Shechita, and that's based on what the Gemara says on Daf Yudalad Amadeus, Shechita Ksheir Bizar, because Shechita lav Avodahi. But regardless, the Mishnah said, Kol hazvachim shekiblu daman, zar, oinein, tful yoim, mechose kipurim, mechose begodim, shaloi rochatz yedayim viraglayim, orul tome yoyshev, oimet al gabi kelim, al gabi behemo, al gabi ragli chaveroi, apostle, kibel besmoil, that's machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Mishnah mentions a whole list, a whole gamut of people that are possible to do Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. The first possible mentioned in the Mishnah was Zor. We spoke about that yesterday. The second possible mentioned in the Mishnah is Oinein. We began to speak about that yesterday. The Gemara is going to continue, resume its discussion of an Oinein that's possible to do the Avodah, and then at the latter part of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss a Tful Yoim and a Mechusa Kippurim that are also possible to do the Avodah. So we're going to be discussing an Oinein, a Tful Yoim, and a Mechusa Kippurim. Obviously, this is not a light daf, specifically in the context of doing the Avodah. So an Oinein, of course, is someone that Lo Yaleinu loses a Kariv. The day of the Misa, the Yom HaKfura, so there's a discussion in the Poskim exactly what the precise definition of an Oinein is, but the point is that an Oinein, says the Mishnah, is not allowed to do the Avodah. So the first half of the sugi of Oinein was discussing the Makar, and the Gemara brought four Makaris, two Psukim, two Kal V'chaymers, and now the Gemara continues on that note. So one of the things that we saw with regards to the Oinein is that although an Oinein himself is not allowed to do the Avodah, there's an exception to the rule. A Oinein is Futter Mechlalei, and that is the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says that if a Kohen Gadol finds out while he's in the Beis HaMikdash, that one of his relatives died, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, he's not allowed to leave the Mokim HaMikdash, V'lo Yechalo Les Mikdash Alekot, he has nothing to worry about. He can continue doing the Avodah, and his Avodah won't constitute Chilul, meaning he won't be Mechal the Avodah while he's doing the Avodah. But clearly what you see in the Pasuk is, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, that although a Kohen had yet, that's an Oinein, can't do the Avodah, that's the Mishnah. But a Kohen Gadol is different. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah. And as we're going to see, not only was the Kohen Gadol allowed to do the Avodah Tzibur, but the Kohen Gadol, when he was an Oinein, was even allowed to bring a Korban Yochid. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rava, Loi Shanu, Ela be Korban Yochid. This that the Mishnah says that an Oinein is possible. Oinein is not allowed to do the Avodah. That's only if an Oinein wants to do the Avodah with a Korban Yochid. Avo be Korban Tzibur, Meratza, but an Oinein, Kohen Hedyet, not a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah when he's an Oinein. An Oinein Kohen Hedyet is allowed to do the Avodah, granted that the Avodah that he is doing involves a Korban Tzibur. Says Rava, how do I know that? Kal v'chomer mi toma, I know it. Mi kal v'chomer from toma. Ma toma, shelo yuchru michlal ba'itzel Kohen Gadol b'Korban Yochid. Ma doch toma, where the halach is that a Kohen Gadol, that's Tomei, is not allowed to do the Avodah. Still hutra itzel Kohen Hedyet b'Korban Tzibur. The halacha is that Toma Hutshu b'Tzibur, Toma Tchuyah b'Tzibur. So if a Korban Tzibur is being brought, then Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, whatever the Gedarim of Toma Hutshu and Toma Tchuyah b'Tzibur are. But the point is, we know there's a concept that a Korban Tzibur could be brought even by a Kohen Hedyet that is Tomei. That's the Chiddush of Hutshu b'Tzibur. So Madach Toma, where a Kohen Gadol cannot bring a Korban Yochid, when he is Tameh, still a Korban Hedyet could bring a Korban Tzibur when he's Tameh. Aninus, Shehutru Michlala, it's a Kohen Gadol, but Korban Yochid. So Aninus, which is more Kuladik, because you find that a Kohen Gadol, who's an Oinein, could bring a Korban Yochid, Enoidin, Shehutru, it's a Kohen Hedyet, but Korban Tzibur, then certainly a Kohen Hedyet, that's an Oinein, should be able to bring a Korban Tzibur. So Rava said that even though the Gemara brought four drushes, four limudim, that an Oinein is not allowed to do the Avodah, Says Rav Achidish, that's only a Korban Yachid. A Korban Tzibur, an Oinein is allowed to do the Avodah. Even a Kohen Hedid. Again, a Kohen Gadol is always allowed to do the Avodah when he's an Oinein. We're discussing a Kohen Hedid. A Kohen Hedid that ordinarily is not allowed to do the Avodah when he's an Oinein, that's only going to be true if he's bringing a Korban Yachid. But if he's bringing a Korban Tzibur, he could. How does he know that? He says, I know from Kavach Haimer. Madoch, a Kohen Hedid that's Tomei can bring a Korban Tzibur. Certainly, a Kohen Hedid that's an Oinein can bring a Korban Tzibur. Now, why are you assuming that Tumah is more chomer than Anino, so that you can make this Kalva Chayre, Madach, a Kayin Hedit that's Tommy can bring a carbon seabor, certainly a Kayin Hedit that's an Oyden can bring a carbon seabor, says, I know that from the halach of a Kayin Gadol, because a Kayin Gadol that's an Oinein is allowed to bring a carbon yachid. Whereas a Kohen Gadol, that's Tameh, is not allowed to bring a carbon yachid. So what you see from there is that Tumah is more Chamer than Aninus. So if Kohen Hedit, that's Tameh, he has the Psul that's Chamer, could bring a carbon seabor, certainly a Kohen Hedit, that is an Oinein, should be able to bring a carbon seabor as well. In other words, what Rav is saying is a chiddush, and this is important in order to understand the Gemara until the bottom of the Amid. Although the Pshutai Shal Mikra, if you take the drushes that the Gemara brought at first at face value, it would appear that an Oinen is always possible to do the Avodah. An Oinen Kohen Hedi can never do the Avodah, an Oinen Kohen Gadol can always do the Avodah. Rav said a chiddush. Rav said, based on one of the Yud Gemo Midah Shatarin Drushes, and based on the Midah of Kal V'Chaymer, I think if you move the pieces around, you have no choice but to say that it's not always true. We have to compromise the makar, so to speak. And we have to say it's true that an oinein is not allowed to do the avodah, but the only time an oinein is not allowed to do the avodah is if it's a carbon yachid. But if it's a carbon tzibur, based on the midah of kal v'chaymer, I don't believe that's going to be true. Meaning, although the pshutai shel mikra, the face value of the drasha, is that an oinein is never allowed to do the avodah, but based on the midah of kal v'chaymer, we're going to say it's not the case. It's only by a carbon yachid that an oinein is not allowed to do the avodah. But when it comes to a carbon tzibur, the halacha is going to be different. So the Gemara now asks, maskef lo Rava bar ahiloi, three kashas on Rava. And that is, the Gemara taina is that Rava, in his kal v'chaymer, assumed three hanachas. He assumed three hanachas. And l'chura, if you want to go and use the methodology of Rava, and that is that a limud, or a mefurish and makar, needs to be tweaked based on the midah of kal v'chaymer, then I think the three hanachis that Rava assumed in the kal v'chaymer that he made aren't necessarily the case. And if that's true, his whole kal v'chaymer falls off, which means that Rava is being sort of inconsistent. Meaning Rava is saying that even though the pshuta shel mikra is that an oinein is not allowed to do the avodah, but the midah of kal v'chaymer qualifies that and says it's only true for carbon yachid, it's not going to be true for a carbon zibur. It's mefurish in the pasuk. I hear it, but it has to stem with kal v'chaymer. And kal v'chaymer says that the drasha, the limud, can't be understood kipshutai. If you want to use that methodology, cut and paste that thought process, that methodology, three of the hanachas that Rava made to make his kal v'chaymer aren't going to work. And if that's the case, the whole kal v'chaymer is mufrach minei obey, because man afshach. Either you take psukim literally and say that even though it doesn't shtum with a kal v'chaymer, but the pasuk is moitzi the kal v'chaymer, or you say fakir. You say the kal v'chaymer is moitzi the pasuk. And Rava is going both ways. Rav is making three hanachas in his kal v'chaymer that don't stem with the kal v'chaymer, and the purpose of what Rav is trying to say is to be mitzi a pasuk midei pshutai based on the midah of the kal v'chaymer. Okay, so what were the three hanachas that Rav made? Number one, Rav, the halacha is that an avodah, a kohen that is tameh, is not allowed to do the avodah. Right? A kohen that's tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. Now, that's true for a carbon yachid, it's not true for a carbon tzibur. Is that true for a kohen gadol, or is that not true for a kohen gadol? Rav assumed in his hanacha very, very clearly that when we say that a kohen that's tameh is not allowed to do the avodah, it's not just the kohen hedit that's not allowed to do the avodah, it's true for a kohen gadol as well. Where did he say that? Matom ashloi hutshum miklola it's a kohen hedit be carbon yachid. Meaning, he said mefurish, matom ashloi hutshum miklola it's a kohen gadol be carbon yachid. You can argue that maybe when the pasuk says that a kohen that's tameh is not allowed to do the avodah, maybe it only means a kohen hedit. Maybe it doesn't mean a kohen gadol. Rava assumed that. Now, the reason Rava assumed that is because that's the Pshutei Shel Mikra. It doesn't say anywhere a chilik between a Kohen Hedit and a Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara in a minute is going to ask that based on the midah of Kal V'chaymer, maybe we should argue it's only a Kohen Hedit that's not allowed to do the avodah of a Korban Yachid when he's tamei. Maybe a Kohen Gadol is allowed to. Number two, the halach is that Tumas Hutshu B'Tzibur. Rav assumed for sure that the halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur is true even for a carbon head, even for a kohen head, not only for a kohen gadol. What was Rav's lashon? Ma tumah shlo hutra mikol eitzel kohen gadol b'carbon yochid hutra eitzel hedyet b'carbon tzibur. He's saying clearly that a kohen hedyet is allowed to do an avoida when he's tamei, as long as the avoida is a carbon tzibur. Mechateisi. Maybe the only time we say tumah hutra b'tzibur is by a kohen gadol. Maybe it's not by a kohen hedyet. So I know what Rav is going to say. What do you mean? That's the pshutei shel mikra. Okay, but if you want to make the pshutei shel mikra work with kal v'chaymer, as we see, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha that in the world of kal v'chaymer that doesn't stim. And maybe the only time we say tumah hutra b'tzibur is if the kohen that's doing the avoida is a kohen gadol. Maybe it's not true if the kohen that's doing the avoida is a kohen hedyet. And finally, Rava assumed that when we say that a kohen gadol, that's an oinin, is allowed to do the avoida, it means he's allowed to do the avoida of a carbon yachid and the avoida of a carbon tzibur. What was Rava's lashon? Anino shehutro miklala eitz a kohen gadol be carbon yachid. There too, you can argue. Maybe the only time we say that a kohen gadol oinin is allowed to do the avoida is if it's a carbon tzibur. Maybe not if it's a carbon yachid. Again, what's Rava going to tell you? That's what the pasuk says. That's the pshutei shel mikra. But the Gemara is going to ask now that based on the midah of kal v'chaymer, you can argue that maybe the only time a kohen gadol oinin is allowed to do the avoid is if it's a carbon tzibur, not if it's a carbon yachid. So again, just the high level we have to get. And that is that what the Gemara is saying is that Rav is saying that although the drasha, the lima, the full imudim that the Gemara brought in yesterday's daf, that an oinin is possible to do the avoida is mashma, or oinin is always possible to do the avoida. Oinin is never allowed to do the avoida. Loishna if it's a carbon yachid, loishna if it's a carbon tzibur, said Rav, the halacha is not that way. It's just the carbon yachid that an oinin is not allowed to bring. But an oinin is allowed to bring a carbon tzibur. Isn't the pshutei shel mikra mashma that an oinin is always possible? It's true. But the mid of kal v'chaymer forces me to be mitzi the drasha midei pshutei and say that the drasha is only referring to a carbon yachid. The drasha is not referring to a carbon tzibur. What's the kal v'chaymer? Kal v'chaymer mitumah. Whatever the kal v'chaymer is. Tainas, the Gemara, in order for Rava to establish this kal v'chaymer, he had to make three hanachas. There were three building blocks that Rava used in his kal v'chaymer. And all three building blocks were really predicated on taking a pasuk kipshutai. And the emes is that if you wanted to reconcile those three building blocks, those three psukim with the mid of kal v'chaymer wouldn't reconcile. So if Rava's methodology is correct, that kal v'chaymer could be mitzi or pasuk midei pshutai, which is ultimately what Rava's trying to do when he's saying his chiddush that an oinin could do a carbon tzibur, then you have to do it across the board, which essentially would knock out all three of Rava's building blocks. What were these kal v'chaymers that would have knocked out the hanachis that Rava makes? You're assuming that in kohen gadol, that's an oinin, is allowed to bring a carbon yachid. Fake the Gemara, why? Maska flora b'bari loy. I can argue not that way. It doesn't stem with kal v'chaymer. Umat tumah shel treitzel kohen hedyet b'tzibur. Madach tumah, which a kohen hedyet is allowed to bring if he's tamei, a carbon tzibur. Loy hu treitzel kohen gadol b'carbon yachid. Still a kohen gadol, that's a tamei is not allowed to bring a carbon yachid. Aninos shaloi hutra eitz a kohen hedyet be carbon tzibur. Then aninos where a kohen hedyet can't bring a carbon tzibur. In addition, shaloi tuta eitz a kohen gadol be carbon yachid. Then certainly a kohen gadol that's an oinin shouldn't be able to bring a carbon yachid. So the chura based on a kal v'chaymer mitumah, the halacha should be that a kohen gadol that's an oinin should not be able to bring a carbon yachid. Meaning this hanocha of Rava doesn't stem with kal v'chaymer. Another kasha. V'sutar tumei eitzel kohen gadol b'karbin yachid mikal v'chaymer. We said that the halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur is only true for a tzibur. A tzibur, a kohen hedyet, and a kohen gadol allowed to bring a karbin tzibur. But when it comes to a yachid that's tamei, even the kohen gadol was not allowed to bring a karbin yachid if he was Tommy, Frank the Gemara, why? I would argue that based on the Mida Kal V'chaymer, it shouldn't be this way. And this is an easy one. Mi Kal V'chaymer, ma aninus shlei huta eitzel kohen hedyet b'karbon tzibur, hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. Ma dech aninus, where you find a kula, that a kohen gadol, that's an oinein, is allowed to bring even a carbon yachid. So tumah shel hutra eitzel kohen hedyet b'karbon tzibur, in addition, hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. So if a kohen gadol is allowed to bring a carbon yachid when he's an oinein, certainly he should be able to bring a carbon yachid when he was Tommy. Because Tuma on one hand is more kulidik than aninus. Because by Tuma you find the concepts of Tuma Hutra and Zibur. By aninus you don't find such a concept. So mecha tesi that whole anocha. And then finally, v'loy sutra Tuma etzel kayin hedyet be carbon tzibur. This that we're assuming, that Tuma Hutra and Zibur applies even to a kayin hedyet, that's one of the accepted, you say this in Shas, that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur doesn't mean Dafka the Kohen God that was allowed to do the Avodah. Of course the Kohen Hedyot was allowed to do it. And that was one of Rav's three Hanachas that he made in his Kasha. But the Gemara says, how does that stem with Kal V'chaymer? Ma ani no shu hutra etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, loy hutra etzel kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur, madach aninus. A kohen hedyot is not allowed to bring if he's an oinein, even a carbon tzibur. So tumish lehutra eitz a kohen gadol be carbon yachid, and didn't shleih tuta be kohen hedyot be carbon tzibur. Meaning, on some level, you can argue that tuma is more kuladig or more chomer than aninos, because by aninos you find this chiddush that a kohen gadol yachid can be makriv when he's an oinein. You don't have this halacha as it relates to tuma. So madach a kohen hedyot can't bring a carbon tzibur when he's an oinein, then certainly a kohen hedyot shouldn't be able to bring a carbon tzibur when he was tamei. So mehecha tesi this whole hanacha that tumah hutra b'tzibur applies even to a kohen hedyot. So this is confusing. But the point is, what the Gemara is saying is that I can come up with kal v'chaymer this way, that way, we can yank us all over the place. At the end of the day, what do you have to say? What are you forced to say? El ikel mifrach achi. The ikel mifrach achi, kol chad v'chad. At the end of the day, mistama, you have to go with the pshutei shel mikra. So there's a halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur, it applies even to a kohen hedyot. There's a halacha that a kohen gadol can be makriv oinein, it applies even to a karben yachid. There's a halacha that a kohen that's tummy can't bring a karben yachid, it applies even to a kohen gadol. Meaning, we just assume the pshutei shel mikra. How do you reconcile it with kal v'chaymers? I don't know how you reconcile it with kal v'chaymers. Because ikel mifrach achi, ikel mifrach achi, it's going to be impossible to really come up with a solid kal. But if that's the case, just coming full circle, and this is the end of this Gemara. So what the Gemara says is that Rava, if you want to assume that kol chada v'chada teku beduchte, and not try to reconcile all these psukim with the mid of kal v'chaymer, say the same thing with regards to the psul oinein. When we say that an oinein is pasul, it means he's pasul to bring a carbon yachid, it means he's pasul to bring a carbon tzibur as well. Can you make a geshmaka kal v'chaymer? Madach tumas hutra b'tzibur, certainly anino should be hutra b'tzibur. I hear, but again, ikul amifrachachi, it's going to be impossible to reconcile everything, and as a result, kol chada v'chada, teki b'tuchte. Excellent. Before we go weiter, two horrors. Number one, so the subject of the second parak again is kol hazvachim shekiblu domam, a whole list of psulim, pasuls. We mentioned yesterday that when we say pasul, we don't just mean that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah. To tell me that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah, l'chura, we don't need this sugya. The pasuk says many, many times that who did the avodah? The krivu b'nei Aharon, the sadam, mikabala ve'elach mitzvah skuhuna. We know that a zar wasn't allowed to do the avodah. We know that a koyim was supposed to do the avodah. And that same is going to be true for a lot of the psalm that I mentioned in the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that these people are not allowed to do the avodah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that these people, if they do the avodah is going to be possible. So again, the chiddush of the Mishnah is not, for example, a zar, that a zar can't do the avodah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that an oinein cannot do the avodah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if a zar does the avodah is possible. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if an oinein does the avodah, the avodah is possible. If a tefil yoyim does the avodah that the tefil yoyim is going to be possible. So much so that Rabbi Kiveger, as Pirush on Mishnayos, asks that isn't there a sugi in the beginning of Masechtes Temura? Iovid mahani, iovid loy mahani, machlokes abayi v'rabba. Kol milsud avid rachmano. Anytime the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, and you went ahead and did it, does it work or does it not work? And the Gemara brings a whole list of rayas this way, rayas that way. It's one of the classic machlekes in between Abaye v'Rava. Kol nilsad amid rachmada loy savet. Iyavid mahani odloy mahani. Freik Reb Kiva Eger. According to the man lama that holds, Iyavid loy mahani, what do you need this whole Mishnah for? What do you need this whole sugya for? Zar, for example. We know a zar can't do the avodah. It says, V'kriva b'nei aharon k'anim esadnom. We know that a kohen has to do that. The Torah says it, obviously. He says it many times that kohanim were the ones that were supposed to do the avodah. Okay, so once I know that a kohen has to do the avodah, if a zar did the avodah, he's doing something he's not allowed to do. So he's a e-ovid So what do I need a Mishnah to tell me that in addition to the halacha that a Zohar is not allowed to do the avodah, if a Zohar does the avodah, the avodah is possible. Isn't that the halacha v'yavod loy mahani? Either way, I am Shom Rab Kiveger. There's a lot of rain, a lot of lumbness to answer Rab Kiveger's kasha. But just one thing in terms of pshat in the Mishnah that we have to clarify: the Mikdash David in Simin Tezvav Sif Katan Aleph clears the shayla. When we say that kol apsulim Shekiblu Domum Pasul, what's the definition of Pasul? So we're saying Pasul doesn't just mean that they cannot do it. Pasul means that the Avoida is Pasul. But Mikdash David clears it level two. Does Pasul mean that you have to do the Avoida again? But if you want to do the Avoida again, you have the option to do the Avoida again? Or does Pasul mean that you can't even do the Avoida again? Once a Pasul does the Avoida, at that point, all bets are off and there's nothing you could do anymore. Now, obviously, with some Avoidas, it's a moot point. For example, if a Pasul would be Mekabel all the Dam, so there's no more Dam to be Mekabel. So obviously, there's no way to be Mesak. You can't take the Dam, put it back into the Tzavra Behema and do another Kabbalah. That's not Kabbalah. Kabbalah is from the Tzavra Behema, that's already Nishbach, that already wouldn't work. So obviously, you need a Hechatim so where it's going to be possible. But Luyat Suyer, it's going to be possible. One of the examples he gives is that a Pasul wasn't allowed to do Malicha, wasn't allowed to salt the animal. So what happens if a Zohar went and he salted the animal? A Kol Korban Chatakriv Melech, you had to salt an animal before you brought it as a carbon. So let's say a Zohar did the Malicha, so now you're going to wash it off, you'll take the salt off, and now a Kohen's going to go, he's going to put more salt. There's no shortage of salt. So let a Kohen do the Akash. So do we say that's okay? A Zohar did the Malicha, and a Zohar wasn't allowed to do the Avodah Sa Malicha. That just means that his Avodah is as if it never happened. Okay, so you're missing the Avodah Sa Malicha. Let a Kohen Kasher come, and let him be Mashlim, that Avodah Sa Malicha that's missing. Or maybe when the Mishnah says Pasul, it means it's Pasul. The carbon is Pasul now. Once someone that's not allowed to touch this carbon touches the carbon, it's off limits. So you can't just wash the meat and have a Kohen Kasher go ahead and do the Malicha. Because this carbon was just rendered pasul. So it says the Mikdash David, at first glance, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it's a Mefurish Gemara. What's the Gemara? It's the daf we learned together. It's Shabbos' daf. The Gemara says Mefurish. The Gemara discussed Halicha Zar. What happens if a Zar, someone that wasn't a Kohen, did the Halacha, so there was Shechita Kabbalah, and then a Zar took the Dam, and he was Melechit to the Mizbeach. So Halacha is one of the Dalet Avoidas. The Gemara came out that even Reb Shimon, who's Machshe Behiloch, who says that Avoida HaPiseles doesn't disqualify a carbon B'Shas Halacha, but he's Maida that Halacha is P'sula Bazar. So the Halacha is that Halacha Aliba the Kuli Alma is P'sula Bazar. So a Zar took the Dam and he brought it to the Mizbeach. So far it's really, we're off to a bad start. It's bad. What happened was a Kohen came and he brought it back, took it right back to the starting point, and now a Kohen took it. So the Gemara clarifies a shayla: is it kosher or is it pasul? And the Gemara says it was a machloikis between Bnei Reb Chiya. It was a machloikis amira. One man dama said kosher, one man dama said pasul. Zok to Mikdash David muscharishin. What's the shayla? It's mamish the shayla. So Zohar did the halacha. Zohar wasn't allowed to do the halacha. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Kabbalah, but we said it means halacha in Zrika as well. And that's mamish the shayla, where halacha was done by a pasul. Can you undo it now and be misakin it by having a Kohen Kasher do it? Or do we say, no, it's too late. Once someone that wasn't allowed to do the Avoida did the Avoida, at this point, it's too late. You have no way of being misakin it. So it says in Mikdash David, the first glance, the Lamdam are going to tell me that my Chakira is a Mefurish Gemara. It's the Machloikis, the Bnei Reb Chiya and Reb Yanai. Whether Hilichoi Zar, Vechzirei Kohen, Vechazav Hilichoi, is it going to be Kasher, is it going to be possible? It says in Mikdash David, if you go through that Gemara a little bit better, you'll realize one really has nothing to do with the other. Because the Gemara was Mevaer, that Machloikis, it's a very specific Machloikis with regards to Hilacha. Right, the Gemara declared, when there were two Hilachas done, the dam was brought to the Mizbeach, was brought back to the starting point, then it was brought to the Mizbeach again. What was the Iker Halacha? Was it the Halacha Kamaisa, or was it the Halacha Basraisa? And that's essentially the Shail over there. The Shail is, what's the Iker Halacha? Meaning, the man that says Kosher over there holds, because once you bring it to the Mizbeach, that's the man that says that if a Zohar brings it, it's going to be Pasul, because he holds the Iker Halacha is the Halacha Basraisa. So being that the Halacha is, the Iker one is the Basraisa, so I don't care what happened before. In other words, the Shail is it the Halacha Kamaisa, or is it the Halacha Basraisa? But it's not a general Shaila every single time a Zar or any Pasul tampers with a carbon, does that mean that the carbon is going to be possible? Does that not mean the carbon is going to be possible? Ma'aseh mikdash David lives with a shayla. So pashut pshat of the Mishnah, we're walking away with a shayla, with a little bit of a suffix, something to keep in mind. When we say that an apostle that does an avodah with a carbon, does that mean e'efshel l'saken? Once he does the avodah, there's nothing you can do about it anymore? There's no way to be misaken it? Or does it just mean that the avodah was an avodah psula? We're chaser the avodah. But enachinami, if there was a way to be mashlumit, if there was a way to be misaken it, isn't that the shayla of halacha? That's already, you have to get into the weeds of halacha. We're not going to get into that now. But the point is, as it relates to the Hotship shot in the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah is not telling me Osir or Mutter. The Mishnah is telling me Apostle. The question is, what's the definition of Apostle? Does Apostle mean you're missing the Avodah, the Memelai could be Masakin it, or does Apostle mean that there's a Lehedya Digger Chesorin, a Psul in this carbon? And as a matter of fact, there's not going to be any way to be Masakin. Just one other interesting, lighter Ha'ara, and that is that this idea that an Oinen is Psul to do the Avodah is actually something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's something that has ramifications halacha. So today, b'pnei chata'enu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's not negated to say that an oinein b'zman hazeh can't do Kabbalah, can't do halacha, or can't do Zrika. But there's a related halacha that is halacha l'maisa that comes from this Gemara right here. The Mechaber in Hilchas Nesias Kapaya. It's an Erechaim Simen Kuf Chav Ches of Kot Mem Gimel. It says the Mechaber, Achas Shivas Yimei Avelos, Noisei Kapav. An Ovel, while he's sitting Shiva, is not supposed to duchen. Acha Shiva Simei Avelos, after the Shiva, noise kapov. Ubetoich Shiva Simei Avelos. So what should he do if he's in Beis Medrash, or if he's in his house, davening during the Avelos? Yetzimi Beis HaKnesses, B'shosha Kerek Yehan. He's supposed to walk out of Beis HaKnesses. Yei Shemin, the Ramah says, the Chol Zmano Avelos, that this isn't just true during the Shiva, but it's true for the entire year. Afilu Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, Al Ove Valimoy, Einoi Noise Es Kapov, V'chein Noig in Medina Seilu. And the Ramah says, that's the Minig, HaAshkenazim, that an Ovel called Yud Beis Chodesh, does not duchen. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the makar to this halacha? What's the makar that an Ovel doesn't duchen? So says the Magen Avraham as follows. U'betoich zayin, v'kolshkein oinein, shemesem utolofan. Number one, when we say that an Ovel is not allowed to duchen, certainly an oinein is not allowed to duchen. Why is it a kolshkein? The aser b'avoida. Because an oinein is not allowed to do the avoida. How do you know that? That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah, mesech tezvachim, daft tezvavim beis. U'nesiyas kapayim zok de Magen Avraham avoida hi. The Nesiyas Kapayim is an Avoida. The Chaim Ba Maisa Liyodev Yiskimo Olai Bali Hirani. Brings from the Shach that the Shach said he had a halacha l'maisa where it came to him and he paskin this way and the Bali Hirani, everybody was maskin to it. So the bottom line is, the Magen Avraham, quoting a Shach, says that if the Mechaber says that an Ovel is not allowed to duchen, Kolshkin and Oinin is not allowed to duchen. Why is it a Kolshkin? What's the Kolshkin? Kolshkin means Kavachayim. Ma, the Ovel, certainly Oinin. The Kolshkin is, because when it comes to an Oinin, there's another Siba why he shouldn't be able to duchen. An Oinin was possible to dash. An Ovel was allowed to do the Avoida. It was an Oinin that wasn't allowed to do the Avoida. And Nesiyas Kapayim Avoidihi, said the Shach. And being that Nesiyas Kapayim is an Avoida, so it's for that reason, Zokta Magen Avraham, quoting the Shach, it's going to be possible that an Oinin, like an Ovel, is not allowed to duchen. What's the makar to this that Nesiyas Kapayim should be an Avodah? Where does this come from? So the makar, although the Magen Avraham doesn't quote it, is the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Kayin She'ini Moida B'Avodah, any Kayin that's not Moida B'Avodah, he doesn't agree to Avodah. He believes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bada Miliboy, Teres Kayanim, Sefer Vayikra. He simply does not believe, from an Amunah perspective, in the Avodah. Ein lei chelik b'guhuna. He has no chelik in the Guhuna. He doesn't get manas kuhuna. He's not allowed to do the Avodah. He's off limits. Shenema, how does he know that? Because the Pasuk says, Amakriv es dam ha-shlomim, ve'es ha-chelev mi-bnei ha-haroin, loy siya shayka yom alamon. Moida b'avoida, yesh lei chelik b'kuna, she'ina moida avoida, ein lei chelik b'kuna. Okay, it's a drasha from that pasuk. Now that pasuk is talking about halacha. It's discussing the halacha of the dam, the halacha of the chelev. So it says the Gemara, ve'eli elezu b'vad, if the drasha, that kol koyin she'ina moida b'avoida, ein lei chelik b'kuna, is from a pasuk of halacha, so maybe it's only true for halacha. Maybe only someone that's not moida in halacha has this halacha. I mean, nine l'rabbis chamesh esrei avoidos. How do you know to be marba all 15 avoidos? Interesting. So we've been talking about the dalit avoidos adam, but again, those are avoidos adam. There were other avoidos that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know all 15 avoidos? The brisa. What are these 15 avoidos? The Gemara lists them out. Hayetzikos, v'habliloys, v'hapesisos, v'hamelichos, v'hatenufos, v'hagoshos, v'hakmitzos, v'haktoros, v'hamelichos, v'hakabolos, v'hazois, v'hashkoas soito, v'harifas eglo, utairas hametzoira, u'nesias kapayim b'im b'fnim b'im b'chotz. B'fnim meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, b'chotz meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So you have this memra of the other 15 avoidas, and one of the things mentioned as one of the other 15 avoidas is nesias kapayim. Maybe b'fnim b'im b'chotz. It's referred to as avoidas. So you see, it's an avoida. So if it's an avoida, and an oinin is not allowed to do the avoida, zok the shach, it's poshut that an oinin is not going to be able to do it. The Maaser of Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says, I agree with the halacha, but I disagree with the reason. He says, Zokta Magen Avraham, you're going to tell me that Nesias Kapayim is an Avoida? So all Hilchas Avoida are going to apply to Duchening. There's no way you're going to be able to reconcile that. That's not going to work. Elamai, what do you have to say? Deloy Iskish L'Avoida L'Chol Mili. I quote, that although it's true on some level it's called Avoida, and maybe with regards to certain halachas, but not with regards to all halachas, and being that it's not true with regards to all halachas, it's a big chiddush to say that an Oinein would not be able to do the Avoida simply because we look at this Oinein because we'll not be able to do this duchen because we look at duchening as being an avoida. What then is the reason that an oinein can't do the avoida? He says it's the same reason that an oval can't do the avoida, and the reason is mishum de einoi shari b'simcha. It's very simple, because in order for a person to duchen, he has to be in a place of simcha. I mean that he has to be in a place of simcha, and an oinein is not shari b'simcha. It's for that reason zokta Magen Avraham that an oinein doesn't duchen. So the shach says the oinein doesn't duchen because nesias kapayim is avoida. Based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Magen Avraham says it's not the reason. It's true on some level, Nesias Kapayim is looked at as avoida, but lav l'chol mili iskash, it's not looked at as avoida with regards to everything. What then is the reason? The reason is something else. The reason is because he's not shari b'simcha, and being that he's not shari b'simcha, it's something that's going to be difficult for him to do. So just three.
So
you're asking a good kash. The reason he doesn't put on tefillin is because he's nachayv in mitzvahs, right?
What's the half meter that you should be?
Oh, so it's a gewaldige kasha. The Achrenim are very, very bothered with that. The Achrenim's kasha. What's going on over here? What's the habamim that an oinah should be able to duchen? L'chur an oinah is potem in a mitzvahs. So if an oinah is potem in a mitzvahs, you're asking the Achrenim's kasha. But either way, just before we go weiter, three ha'oris b'derech agav. Number one, so we have a discussion over here, a shachin among an Avram, whether an oinah maybe is not allowed to duchen, and the reason is based on the fact that Nesias Kapayim is looked at as avoida. Years ago, we spoke out festerade. We don't have time to go through this whole arichas now, although it'd be geshmak. We don't have time to go through it. But with regards to someone that's not a kohen, if someone's not a kohen, he wants to go up and he decides that he wants to duchen. Is he allowed to duchen or is he not allowed to duchen? So at first glance, you're going to tell me, what's the hava mina that he should be able to duchen? I mean, we say it every morning. Daber alaharin v'albon of lemar. So, l'chura, it's one of the mitzvahs kohuna. If it's one of the mitzvahs kohuna, it's poshut that a zar shouldn't be able to do that. Stating that, there's a very mysterious gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The gemara says, Om Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Yo yedei ani ba'atzmi she'eni koyin. I know that I'm not a koyin. Stating that, if my chevra tell me, my friends say, go up and duchen, ani oyla, I go, you know, I don't turn down my friend's request. So even though I know that I'm not a kohen, but if my friends tell me to do it, I go ahead and do it. And it's a pella, this gemara. What's going on? Rabbi Yossi say, I know I'm not a kohen. If they call me up for kohen, I'll take a shlishi. I know I'm not a shlishi, but I'll take it. Okay, namela, but you're kohen, you can't do. Either you're kohen, you're not a kohen. So all this havamina, Rabbi Yossi says, yedei ani ba'atzmi she'enei kohen. So there's a lot. Tosis talks about it. There's a Magen Avraham. It's true from the Nidbi Yehuda. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. It's a Gevaldig Arichas. We once spoke out. The punchline of this shtickel is that the Baal Teret Mima says that he found the Metziah. He found the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and one of his Svarim quotes this Gemara. And the Hakdama to say for Rabbeinu Yerucham, he quotes this Gemara. Derech Agav, he's trying to make a point. And the way he quotes the Gemara is as follows. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yedei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. I know I'm not worthy. However, so the Baal Torah Tumimah says, wow, Rabbi Yerucham had a different gears in the Gemara. Not yoydei ani ba'atzmi she'eni koyin, but rather yoydei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. We're talking about two different things. Rabbi Yerucham understood once upon a time there was a duchan, there was a podium, and they would call people to get up and, you know, say a few words, bagris to'ilam. So Rabbi Yossi said, yoydei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. I know really I'm not worthy to get up, but go to the duchan. We're not duchening. So says the Baal Torah Tamima, the Chur of Ben Yeruchim's Gersa was probably the right Gersa. And there must have been a Talmud Toya somewhere along the line that got confused. He saw the word Duch and he assumed we're probably Duchani. So he wrote, instead of Yerdei Ani Ba'atzmi Shedi Kedai, Yerdei Ani Ba'atzmi Shedi Koyin. And that's how you got this whole confusion. But at the end of the day, if I have a Mina, the Rabbi Yossi as a Tzar would have gone up and he would have Duchin. But the bottom line is this Gemara is another wrinkle into this whole discussion. Why? Because the Tzar is possible to do the Avodah. So if the Shach is Gerech, Zok the Shach that an Oinen can't duchen. Why can't an Oinen duchen? Because he's possible avoida. Based on the Gemara Menachos Avdi Tchesel Mebeis that you have the other 15 avoidas, one of which is the Stias Kapayim Bifnei Mubachos. So you have a new reason, Luchura Kachem Digger reason, why the Azar it shouldn't be able to duchen. Why Rabbi Yossi shouldn't have been able to duchen? Because if it had been possible avoida, the Luchura should be possible to duchen. It's the same Shach. The Shach is discussing the second puzzle in the Mishnah. We're discussing the first puzzle in the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, if an Oinin can't duchen because he's puzzle avoid, then Lechay Rezar shouldn't be able to duchen because he's puzzle avoid either. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is the Magen Avraham says, so why can't an Oinin duchen? It has nothing to do with the fact that Mesias Kapayim is avoid. The reason is because he's not Pesimcha. And being that he's not shori b'simcha, it's for that reason he can't duchen. Meaning, in order to duchen, you have to be shori b'simcha. We know that there's really a mitzvah, even b'zman hazeh to duchen. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, the kehanim duchen. By Shacharis, in Eretz Yisrael, kehanim duchen. It's only in chutz la'aretz that the kehanim don't duchen. And the emes is, if you think about it, it's tzarechin. Duchening is not one of the mitzvahs that tlius ba'aretz. So if it's not one of the mitzvahs that tlius ba'aretz, ma'inaf gemina between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. You know who asks the kashu the Ramah? The Ramah in Hilchas Asiyas Kapayim, it's in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sivkot Mem Dalet, if you want to see it inside, says the Ramah, Noyagin b'chol medinoy se'ilu she'ein noysem kapayim el b'yantiv. The minig is that we don't duchen only on yantiv. No. The reason is, mishum sha'az shruyim b'simchas yantiv. Because the only time we're b'simcha is on Yantiv. V'toiv lev hu yivarech. In order to give a bracha, you have to be in a good place. You have to be a toiv lev. Your heart has to be in a good place. Masha'enki mishayon. And most people don't feel that during the week. As a result, in chutz la'aretz, where people are fadaiget, they're fayuk, it's for that reason, the Chachamim said, the minig is not to duchen. It's only in Eretz Yisrael where we feel it. When do we duchen in Chutz La'aretz? The only time we duchen is on Yontif. And says the Ramot, not just Yontif. Yontif by Musaf. Well, you know davening is over. You're about to make Kiddush. That's when you start feeling Simchas Yontif. That's when you could duchen. But I'll go part of this idea that you have to be in a place b'simcha in order to duchen. That is so fundamental to the Nesias Kapayim. The Ramot says that's the answer. That's the yishuv to the Minhag Olam. That we don't duchen every Chur. We should duchen every morning. Why don't we duchen? The Teretz is because you have to be shari b'simcha. And in chutz la'aretz, we're not in a ma. He says even on Shabbos, we're trudim b'herhurim al mechiyasim v'al bitul malachna. People are worried, they're not working, how they're going to make money. So the bottom line is, it's only yontif musif, literally right before Kiddush, that people feel it a little bit, and it's only then that you can go ahead and you can duchen. Because in order to duchen, you have to be in a place b'simcha. It's yidua, the Aruch HaShulchan brings that. Really, it's he's very bothered by this also, this minik. How is it possible that we don't duchen? And he says an interesting lashon. He says that it's yodua that there were two gedolim that tried instituting mikublani sheshnei gedolei adar b'doyre shelofaneinu kol echad b'mkoymei rotzel lahanig nesias kapayim b'chol yoyim. He says there were two gedolim in the previous dar that tried instituting Nesias Kapayim, ukeshehigbilu yoyim hamugbal, and when the day came, the day arrived that they wanted to institute Nesias Kapayim mechutz laretz, nizbalbel ha'inyin v'loy olalahem. For Amru, and they said, shiroyim en ha'shamayim, kein nigzera. They saw that there must be some gzerim in Shemayim that they don't want Nesias Kapayim. So Aruch HaShulchan says that he knows he has a Messiah, that there were two gedolim in his previous dar, that's already a few daris, where these two gedolim wanted to institute duchening every single morning, and l'maisa l'yistayim nilsa, it was something that didn't work out. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't tell us who these two gedolim are. But it's Yedua, the Velt says that it was none other than the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon. So I'll tell you something interesting, that the Netziv in a Tshuva, in Meshev Dover, it's in Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Dalet, so it's in the middle of a very long Tshuva, he says as follows, this is the Netziv talking, Uschurani, Sheshamati kimeduma michoisni hagoyen, maritz hagay v'davalash, he says he heard from a Shver, Shepam Achad, Hiskim Rabbeinu Hagroza Lahanig Nesias Kapayim B'chol Yom Beis Midrasha. That one day the Vilna Goyim decided that he wanted to institute Nesias Kapayim in his Beis Midrash. V'ikfu min Hashemayim. They stopped him. V'nilkach lebeis ha'asurim be'is ha'machloikis ha'neirah b'vilna le'aleinu. So apparently there was a big machloikis in Vilna at the time, and the police were coming and they were incarcerating people, and the Vilna Goyim himself ended up in Beis Asurim. And it happened on that day that in his Beis Medrash he was going to fear this new minig where they were going to start duchening every morning. The Achakach, he says, I heard that Hagoyin Avir Haroyin Reb Chaim Volozhin Hiskim, he decided that he's going to do and take care of the unfinished business of his Rebbe, the Vilna Goyim. His can be yoy mechad shabi yoy mamachros yitzav alis kapayim. That he's going to go and he's going to try to do the same thing. Uba'os alaylo, and on that night, nisrav chatzio ir. The night before that shachris, where Reb Chaim Volozhin's Beis Medrash, they were going to institute Nesias Kapayim, there was a sreifa. Half the city burnt, ubeis haknesses shabir. And included in that half the city was the Beis Haknesses. Says the Netziv, v'ra'u they saw, v'hizbaynunu they understood. She'yesh v'zeh eze dover soid, besisrei hashpoyis habrocha hayoyred al yidei brichas kayanim b'chutz l'aretz. They realized that brichas kayanim, Nesias Kapayim, is kind of reich dezach, not a poshta thing. And the hashpoyis that come down are involved in soidis besisrei hashpois, and it was, and they're not meant to come now on a weekday in chutz laretz ve'ein itonu yedeya adma. It says we know this is above our pay grade, says the Netziv, but the bottom line is this fascinating, this idea as it relates to chutz laretz bizmaneinu. And you see there were people that tried doing it, but lemaisa in terms of the pashup shot, why not? The Rama already says that it's related because you have to be in a zman of simcha, which is the same reason that the Magen Avraham gives why an oinein is not able to duchen. And finally, the third ha'ara. So you have an interesting idea. Duchening, we know duchening has to be done by a kohen. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's an avoida, right? Shchita, lav avoida. We had the Gemara Maris Negayim. We had Shchita's Parah Aduma has to be done by a kohen, even though it's lav avoida. So Nesias Kapayim, however, that's a Gemara. In Menachas Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, the Shach brings it lahalacha that duchening birchas kohenim is an avoida. We know that. Duchening begins, Koisav Archo, it's B'nai Yisrael, Amor Elohim, Yiverechacha Hashem V'yishmerecha. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the word Koi is B'gematria 25. It says, we know that a Koyin gets Chav Dalet Matnas Kuhuna. A Koyin gets Chav Dalet Matnas Kuhuna. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, this is really a 25th. And the 25th Matana that Hashem gave the Koyanim was the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim. The fact that a Koyin has the ability to bench Klal Yisrael, he has this superpower, this Koyach, to be the intermediary, to bring down this hashpa, like the Netziv says, down from Shemayim, that's a bracha. It's just kind of like the Zach. And it's a matana, and it's the 25th of the Matnas Kahuna. And that's Merum is in Koy Savarcha as B'nai Yisrael. So you do, the Chafetz Chaim used to say over that the Shla called the Shad Zeda that had 24 children. See, it's Basherta, we have our in-house Koyin, Koyin Gadol with us this morning. So the Chafetz Chaim used to say over that the Shlach HaKadosh had a grandfather who had 24 children. He had 12 sons and he had 12 daughters. He himself was a Koyin, which meant that his 12 sons were Koyanim. His 12 daughters all married Koyanim. And he said one time the entire family duchened together. So it was the Shlach Zeda with his 12 sons and 12 Edomis, all of whom were Koyanim. And he said he was Zeicha to be Mekayim, Koisav Archu has been Yisrael, 25 members of one Mishpacha, duchening at the same time. But Al-Kapanim, just to bring it back full circle, so you have Birchas Koyanim is an Avoida, you have Birchas Koyanim is, it's a Matana. Regardless, on that note, we resume the Daf. So the Gemara right there. Is the Gemara here somewhere? What's that? And I didn't even know you were coming this morning. It's unbelievable. You want a duchen for us, or at least give us a bracha. This is a vayda. Gevaldik. Zok the Mishnah vayda. Tful yoyim. So kol asvachim shekiblu dam amzar oinein. And then the Mishnah mentioned a tful yoyim. So what's a tful yoyim? What's a tful yoyim? So Tful Yoyin is someone that became Tameh. He went to the mikvah. Obviously, mikvah is Taira 101. But even after a Tameh went to the mikvah, the Tameh did not become Tahar until Harif Shemesh, until the sun sets. So until the sun sets, this Tameh that went to the mikvah is still going to be Tameh. Let's take out one more piece of bread. Right, so we're familiar with the idea of a Tful, right, that's a Tful Yoyin. Somebody's Tameh touched the sheretz. Okay, so he has to go to the mikvah. He's a Balkeri, he's a Nida. He has to go to the mikvah, right? But you don't become Tahar until the sun sets. And what happens is, although after the tefillah, this tameh, it's niklash tumasa a little bit, meaning he's not going to be in the same intense state of tumah that he was previously, but on some level, he's still a tameh. So for example, a kohen that was tameh, that had tefillah, until Harif Shemesh, until the sun sets, he's not allowed to eat truma. When's he allowed to eat truma? It's only after the sun sets. How do you know that? It's the first Mishnah in Talmud Bible. It's the first Mishnah in Shas. Right? So the Mishnah says, when do you read Kriyishma? When could you read Kriyishma Balayla? It's Mishosha Kiyanim Nechnasan Lachal B'Trumasan. What's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is we talk about a Kohen, that was Tameh. Because he was Tameh, so he went to the mikvah. But despite the fact that he had tefillah, he's still a tefil yayim. When does he become Tahar? He becomes Tahar when the sun sets. So until the sun sets, he has a din of a tefil yayim. He's still considered Tameh. L'may nafkamina, he's still not going to be able to eat Truma. You know, the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal and the Hakdama to the Sefer. So the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal is very, very famous. It's famous for his piece on Torah Lishma and learning with a Geshmak. But the very last paragraph in the Hakdama to Eglei Tal, he says as follows. Ra'isi l'kayim ben yechabedav. I decided that I'm writing the Sefer, a magnum opus. The Sefer Eglei Tal, so I want to be mechabed my father. Lichtoiv bepsicha sifri dover masha shamati mechvoid adoni ovi moiri virebi zatzal. He wants to say over something from his father. So he says that even though it's not related to the Sefer Eglei Tal, but lemaisa, he's writing a Sefer and he wants to be poiseach his Sefer with something that he heard from his father. A pshat in the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Brachos. Maybe it's like Karen Sashma Ba'arvin, Bishachak Yanim Nechnosan Lacha Bechurasa. The Eime Muvan Atliya Zebazat. First glance, what does one have to do with the other? What is Kriyash Masha Ba'arvin? What does it have to do with Bishasha Kehanim Nechnasan Lachal B'Truma? Okay, it's a Taliya, Milsa Agavurchi Kamash Malon. But Lemais, at the end of the day, what's Pashup Shah? Why in the world would Chachamim be Toila, the mitzvah of Kriyishma, with the Halacha of Truma? So he said as follows, Va'omar Adoini Ovizal. Til Inyan Harif Shemesh Etzricha Torah. This idea that after a person toivels, he needs Harif Shemesh, what's the Pshat? So the Pshat as follows. Because although Tfila is a Metaher, but being that this person woke up in the morning Tameh, the Tumah remains with him through the course of the day. Meaning, he toivled, you're right. He did something, he did a Maiser right now of Tahira. And based on the Maiser of Tahira that he did, he shouldn't be Tameh anymore. But the bottom line is, he was Tameh for Miksa Sayyim. And once you're Tameh for Miksa Sayyim, it's impossible to completely rid yourself from that Tumah. And that's the Yisayt of a Tful Yayim. That's the Yisayt of Harif Shemesh. The Yisayt of a Tful Yayim is, and a Chanami you toivled. But today you were Tameh, albeit in the morning before you tivel. So now, even after you tefillah, there's a she'eris, there's a shirayim of tumah that's gonna stick with you. So the Avinezer says that his father said that's the same yisoid. We say Kriya Shema in the morning, and then we say Kriya Shema at night. L'chura, why do you only say Kriya Shema in the morning at night? Why do you have to say Kriya Shema again in the afternoon? By mincha, you daven three times a day. So l'chura, why is it pamayim ba'ahav shema yisrael hashem l'kein hashem echad? It should have been shalish pamim. Just like three times a day we daven, shouldn't you have to say Kriya Shema three times a day? So David Nezi said, his father said, you know what the answer is? Truma. What do you see from the tefil yoin? What do you see that the kohen can't eat truma? I eat toivled already. The teretz is that once he was tameh for Miktsas Hayoim, the Tumah remains with him. If that's true for the Koyach HaTumah, the same is true for the Koyach HaKdush as well. Once a person's Mekabel O Malch HaShemayim in the morning, that Kabbalah's O Malch HaShemayim, that Kedusha remains with him during the course of the day. You start your day on the right foot, so that Kedusha that you get from starting your day with learning, with davening, with Kabbalah's O Malch HaShemayim, it stays with you. And even though during the course of your day, you Masiyach Das, you go here, you go there, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's something that remains with you. When do you have to learn Kriya Shema again? At night, after Harif Shemesh. Now already it's a new day. Now already the Kehanim are allowed to eat Truma. Now that Tumah is not there. Now already it's time to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. So the reason that you are Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim from the morning and then you skip all the way till the night, you don't have to be Mekabel again during the day. The reason for that is because the Kedusha remains with you. How do I know that? I was Masiach Das. I know that from the Koyach HaTumah. I know that from B'Shosh HaKeyhanim Nechnasim Lechol Bitru Masim. We can't stall anymore. Zok the Mishnah, Tful Yoy. I'm kidding. Tful Yoy Minola. And how do you know that a Tful Yoy, meaning after he ready Toivel, maybe you think at this point he's not so Tumah anymore. So maybe at this point he's allowed to do the Avodah. So the Mishnah says no. A regular Tomei is not allowed to do the Avoida. A Tful Yom is also not allowed to do the Avoida. Zok Maritime and Lutter Bryce. Reb Simo Yom said, Remez, Lutful Yom Shim Avad Chilim Inayim. What's the Remez? That a Tful Yom that does the Avoida, that the Avoida is possible, Talmud Loimar, it says, Kedoshim Yiyu, Leiloi Heyem, Voloy Chalu Lushem Eloi Heyem, Kes Ishi Hashem Lechem Alkeim Heyem Makrivim, Vahoyu Kodesh. Now that Pasuk, the way the Gemara understands it, is talking about a Tomei. That a Tomei is Kedoshim. He has to stay away from Kedoshim. He has to stay away from the Mokam HaMikdash. And if he doesn't, he's going to be Mechale. V'lo yichalu Hashem Elokei. So we have an Azara telling me that a Tomei is not allowed to do the Avodah. But more than that, if a Kohen, a Tomei does the Avodah, he's going to be Mechale the Avodah. That's the emphasis of V'lo yichalu. Now we know that an ordinary Tomei is not allowed to do the Avodah. How do we know that? We know that from yesterday's daf. That was the Pasuk, V'inazru Mikachi B'nei Yisrael V'lo yichalu Hashem Kachi. Pashup Shad in that pasuk was referring to a Tomei. So it says, Rab Simoyim, Ein no yin yin, le Tomei. A regular Tomei, I know, the nothing mevi in Nazaru, Tanei yin yin le Tful Yoyim. So I have an extra pasuk to tell me Tful Yoyim. Frank the Gemara, Eime Tanei yin le Kerech, Karkul Mashkes Pazakin. How do I know that this extra pasuk is referring to a Tomei that already toivled? Maybe a Tomei that toivled is Tahar already. You see that with regards to a lot of things he's Tahar, he just can't eat Truma, but with a lot of things he's considered a Tahar, so maybe he's allowed to do the Avodah. What is this Pasuk of Kedoshim Yiv Eloi Yichalu? It's an extra Pasuk. Maybe it's referring to the Pasuk right before it. So the Pasuk right before it says that a Koyein is not allowed to be Kareach Karkal Ameis. If he's an Oval, so he can't be Misabel Yosemidai, can't start ripping his hair out. He can't be Mashkes Pazok, he's not allowed to shave at a razor. Now the truth is all Yidden are not allowed to be Kareach Karkal Ameis, and all Yidden are not allowed to shave at a razor. It's not from the mitzvah kuhuna, but the Torah chazes it over in Parashas Zemo with regards to the kehanim. But the bottom line is that's the context over there. The pasuk says a kohen can't be kareach karcha, a kohen can't be mashkes pazok, and right afterwards it says kedoshim yiv v'lo yichalu. So maybe that pasuk is coming to say that if a kohen's kareach karcha lemeis and then he does the avoida, or if a kohen shaves with a razor and then he does the avoida, so maybe that's the chiddush of that pasuk to tell me that the avoida is possible. How do you know that this extra pasuk is coming to teach me a Tful Yoyim? So the Gemara says, now I'll tell you how I know, because Tful Yoyim Avad B'Misa Minole. How do you know that a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah is Chayv Misa? Meaning, we know that a Tful Yoyim cannot do the Avodah. Not only can a Tful Yoyim not do the Avodah, a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah is Chayv Misa. What's our discussion? Again, our discussion is not whether he can or cannot. Our discussion is that if he does the Avodah, the Avodah is going to be possible. So we spoke out by Zohar. Our discussion is, if he does the Avodah, is the Avodah going to be possible? But the fact that a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah is a problem, that we know. Not only do we know that, we also know that he's Chayev Misa. And how do we know that? The Gomer Chilu Chilu Mitrumo. We learn it from Gzeir Shava. And the Gzeir Shava is this Pasuk. Kedoshim Yiyu Leiloi Keyem V'loi Yichalalu. And it says, Umesu Boi Ki Yichalalu, with regards to a Tomei and even a Tful Yoyim, that it's Trumo. So we use this pasuk somewhere else to teach me a halacha with regards to truma. What's the halacha? Just like a tful yoyim that eats truma is chayiv misa, so too a tful yoyim that does the avodah is going to be chayiv misa as well. But al kapana, if we're using this pasuk clearly in that other gzeira shava to teach me a halacha about tful yoyim, not a halacha about someone that's kareach karcha or someone that's mashchis spaz zaken. So I say, Meir, is that this pasuk is talking about a tful yoyim? Oh, so the pasuk is talking about a tful yoyim. How do I know that? I know that from that gzeirah shava. Okay, then obviously when it says v'chalulu, I have a makar that a tful yoyim that does the avoida, the avoida is going to be possible. Not a makar that a kareach karcha or mashchis spaz zaken does the avoida. The avoida is going to be possible. The pasuk b'truma machal avoida, the loy pasuk b'truma loy machal avoida. So we have the halacha that a Tomei that does the avoida is possible. We have the halacha that a Tful Yoyim that does the avoida is possible. Again, what's a Tful Yoyim? That's a Tomei that went to the mikvah. The sun didn't set yet. It wasn't Shkia yet. So the halacha is he's a little bit Tahar. He can eat Meiser, for example. There's certain things he could do. But at the same time, he's not completely Tahar. Can't eat Truma. That's Mishosha Kiyanim Nechasim. Lechabat Trubasim. Can't eat Truma until the sun sets. Now the Mishnah mentioned another Tomei, and that is a Mechusav Kippurim. What's a Mechusav Kippurim? There were certain people that were so Tomei that in order for them to be Tar, they even had to bring a carpet. So they'd have to go to the mikvah, they would have to wait for the sun to set, and then the next day, the day after they went to the mikvah, they had to bring a carpet. Until they did that, they weren't Tar. Who are those Tmeim? So there were four Tmeim. A Zav, a Zava, a Yoledes, and a Metzayra. Those four people were not Tar until they even brought a carbon. Now what happens after they went to the mikvah, the sun set, but they didn't bring a carbon yet. It's halacha they were able to eat truma because mishashak yanim nechazal lecha b'trumasim. That's Erev Shemesh. And that's true even if you're a Tami that has to bring a carbon. What you couldn't do when you were Mechusa Kippur, what you couldn't do when you were Mechusa, you couldn't eat kacha. So really, there are certain people that do with three levels of their Tahira process. Number one, they had to go to the mikvah. Until then, they're a good old-fashioned Tami. They had to wait for the sun to set. Meaning, after they went to the mikvah, if the sun didn't set yet, they were still Tame, a more kolish tigatuma, a weaker tuma, they were considered a tfolyoid. And even after they went to the mikvah and the sun already set, in some cases, they were still Tame, again, a weaker tuma. They were called Mechusa Kippurim. That tuma remained until they brought a carbon. What couldn't they do after Erev Shemesh, before they brought the carbon? They couldn't eat kachem. Mamaisa, we have a pasuk that tells me that a Tommy that does the Avodah, a regular Tommy does the Avodah is possible. We have a pasuk we just mentioned now, that a Tfulyoim that does the Avodah is going to be possible. And the Gemara is going to bring later in the sugyas a pasuk that a Mechusa Kippurim that does the Avodah is going to be possible. That's the Mishnah. We have Tfulyoim, Mechusa Kippurim, obviously a Tommy as well. All three of them, if they do the Avodah, is going to be possible. And we have a Makar for each three. So Rabbi was bothered. Oh my Rabbi, let me be the cause of Rachmana, Tommy, Utfulyoim, and Mechusa Kippurim. Why do I need a pasuk that a Tommy that does the Avodah is possible? A Tfulyoim that does the Avodah Avodah Pasul, and a Mechusa Kippurim that does the Avodah Avodah Pasul. So Gemara says, Tzrich, because Rechman HaTamei said, I only known Tamei, Shekei Metano. Okay, I would have thought a regular Tamei that does the Avodah. Right, his Tum is the most Chomer. Why is it the most Chomer? I mean, it's obvious it's the most Chomer, but you want an example, he could be Metama. Tfuyoyim can't be Metama. A Mechusa Kippurim can't be Metama. So a regular Tamei that could be Metama. If he does the Avodah, the Avodah is going to be Pasul. As opposed to a Tfuyoyim and Mechusa Kippurim. So I couldn't just say Tamei, but Tfuyoyim. Maybe you should have just said Tful Yoyim. Once I know Tful Yoyim, certainly Tameh, that's true. But Mechusa Kippurim liyasimineh. I wouldn't know a Mechusa Kippurim from a Tful Yoyim. Because I would think Shekain, Pasol, Betruma. A Tful Yoyim is more common than a Mechusa Kippurim. A Tful Yoyim can't eat Truma. A Mechusa Kippurim could eat Truma. He just can't eat Kachem. Mechusa Kippurim, Tful Yoyim liyasimineh. Had I had a Mechusa Kippurim, and I would know that if a Mechusa Kippurim, if I would have that drasha, does the Avodah Avodah is possible? Certainly a regular Tameh, but I wouldn't necessarily know Tfuyoyim. I thought Tfuyoyim comes, isn't Tfuyoyim a higher stage of Tumah? Yeah, but on some level you can argue that Tfuyoyim lay asimine, shekei mechusar maisa. A Tfuyoyim, all he needs is the sun to set. That's not a maisa, the sun's going to set. What a Mechusa Kippurim needs, he has to do something. He has to bring a carbon. He has to do a maisa. So on some level you could think that maybe Mechusa Kippurim is more chomer. Bottom line is, Rabbi said, I need a pasuk, because I would never be able to learn one from the other. I certainly can't learn anything from the real Tamei, because a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim are less than a Tamei. So just because a real Tamei is Mechal De'Avodah, it doesn't mean a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim. I can't learn Mechusa Kippurim from Tful Yoyim. I can't learn Tful Yoyim from Mechusa Kippurim. That's why I need a pasuk for each tree. But the Gemara says, Michado Le'asi, Teisi Chado Mitarti. Right, we're getting the hang of this. So I understand you can't learn one from the other, but Chura, can't you make a Matzat? So can't you learn one from two? So the Gemara says, okay, which one do you not want it to say? Which one is extra? Meaning you're saying, let's say two and I'll know the third. B'hai lo yidichtem rachmona. Lo yidichtem Mechusa Kippurim v'teisem mehanuch. You want it not to say Mechusa Kippurim, and let's learn Mechusa Kippurim is b'chal avoyda from the fact that a regular Tomei and a Tful Yoyim ma'al hanash kem sulam v'truma. That's the same perk we had. A Tomei can't eat truma, even a Tful Yoyim can't eat truma. Mechateisem Mechusa Kippurim, who could eat truma is b'chal di avoyda. Elo lo yidichtem rachmona v'tful Yoyim v'teisem mehanuch. Your kash is, let it not say Tful Yoyim, and let's learn Tful Yoyim from a tzad hashava between a regular Tomei and a Mechusa Kippurim. Then my Parchis, what are you going to ask? You're going to ask essentially the same question that we asked a minute ago. A regular Tommy is Mechusa Maisa. What's his Maisa? He has the Teufel. And a Mechusa Kippurim is Mechusa Maisa. He has to bring the carbon. But here the Gemara is doicha that, and the Gemara says, Soif, Soif, Klisha La Tumasai. Lechura, I hear what you're saying, that a Mechusa Kippurim is Mechusa Maisa. Whereas a Tful Yoyim is not Mechusa Maisa, he just needs the sun to set. But let's be honest, the Mechusa Kippurim is less Tame than the Tful Yoyim. It's Klisha Tumasai. Why is he less Tame? He can eat Truma, whereas the Tful Yoyim can eat Truma. So Lechura Tain is the Gemara is falling off of that Svara. At the end of the day, Lechura, why do you need three psukim? Let it say Mechusa Kippurim. Maybe Mechusa Kippurim by itself. Certainly Mechusa Kippurim and Tame with a Tzad Hashava, and I'll know if a Mechusa Kippurim can't do the Avodah. Even though he's Mechusa Maisa. But the Maisa is Kolish Tumase, then certainly a Tful Yoyim should be able to do the Avodah. So why then do you need Psukim? So the Gemara said, Kosavar, Rabba holds Mechusa Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami. Rabba must have held along this. Rabba must have held that it's true that a Mechusa Kippurim It's true, a Mechusa Kippurim is Kolish Tumase, because a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, whereas a Tfoyim is not allowed to eat Truma. But with regards to, listen to the Lamdas, what a Mechusa Kippurim can't do, we look at him as a regular Tameh. So Mechusa Kippurim can't eat Kachim. Klape Achivas Kachim, maybe we look at him as a regular Tameh. Meaning, Mechusa Kippurim dissolve is Kizav. That's just an example. Mechusa Kippurim dissolve is Kizav. Mechusa Kippurim the Yoledis is Kiyoledis. Mechusa Kippurim the Mitzoyra is like a Mitzoyra. Those are the four Mechusa Kippurim. The point is that we look at a Mechusa Kippurim not as someone who is in a weakened state of Tumah. He's in a weakened state of Tumah with regards to what he's allowed to do, but with regards to what he's not allowed to do, he's a Festa Tameh. It's not Kolish Tumase. If it's not Kolish Tumase, you can't say Mechusa Kippurim and even learn out Tful Yoyim from there. So the bottom line is, it's for that reason it had to say a Tameh, it had to say Tful Yoyim, and it had to say Mechusa Kippurim. It's just going to drop more Gemara. It says the Gemara, Mechusa Kippurim Dezav, Kizav, Dami Tanai, really, this Shaila, whether Mechusa Kippurim Dezav is Kizav, is a Machlekes Tanai, Tanai, Relin Tanabrai, so, meaning, when we say a Mechusa Kippurim, he didn't bring his carbon yet, so he's still in a state of Tumah. He can't eat Kachim. Klapi the Israel Achilas Kachim. Do we look at him as a regular Tumah? Or is it Kalish Tumase, even Klapi the Halacha of Achilas Kachim? So we have a Machlekes Tanam de Tanya, Sarfa Oinein, Mechusir, Kippurim, Ksheira. So we know a Zar wasn't allowed to do the Avoid of the Paraduma. Even though the Paraduma wasn't done in the Beis HaMikdash, it was done in Harizesim, it wasn't a real Avoidah. But at the same time, a Zar was off limits. Even Shchitas Paraduma was Psula Bizarre. Although Shechita ordinarily is Ksheir B'Zav. So we have a Machloikis, Sarfa Oinein, if the Paraduma was burnt by an Oinein, or a Mechusik Kippurim, Ksheir. Yetz Vavavli Oimer, Oinein Ksheir, Mechusik Kippurim Ksul. I agree with you that an Oinein is allowed to burn the Paraduma. I disagree with you that a Mechusik Kippurim is not allowed to burn the Paraduma. In other words, we have a Machloikis. Could a Mechusik Kippurim burn the Paraduma, or could he not? My lab Okam Evlegi. Mar Sava Mechusik Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami, Mar Sava Lav Kizav Dami. A Tomei wasn't allowed to burn it. So maybe that's the Shaila. Is a Mechusik Kippurim looked at as a Tomei, or is he not looked at as a Tomei? If we look at him as a, if he has the regular Toma with regards to certain things, so with regards to some things, he's a regular Tomei, so maybe that's enough to disqualify him from being able to burn the Paraduma. Or maybe no, maybe we don't look at him that way. At the end of the day, he's schwacher than the Tfol Yoyim, he's in a weakened state of Toma. Someone that's in this weakened state of Toma, even though Tomei is not allowed to burn the Paraduma, maybe someone in this weakened state of Toma is allowed to burn the Paraduma. The Gemara says, it's not Muchach that's the Machlokes, it's Kuli Yama Kizav. Maybe I'll tell you, everybody holds that a Mechusik Kippurim Dezav is Kizav, meaning a Mechusik Kippurim is in the real state of Toma. What's the Shaila then, whether Mechusik Kippurim could burn the Paraduma? Not. The pasuk says the hiza hatohar al hatomei. So atar had to be the one that was involved in the preparation of the paraduma. It had to be done by atar. So the gemara says the hiza atar. I mean, that's so obvious. We know that atar had to do it. What's the chiddush? Meaning, it's learned out from other psukim in the parasha of paraduma, in the beginning of parashas chukas. So why did the Torah here have to re-emphasize v'hiza hatar, michlal shehu tameh? It's coming to teach me that he doesn't have to be a full-fledged tahar. Even someone that's a little tameh, that's enough. It's a riboy that you don't have to be 100% tahar. Li meid al tful yoyim shekasha b'parah. It's teaching me that a tful yoyim is considered a tahar. Sometimes a tful yoyim is a tahar. Sometimes he's not. He can't eat truma. He could eat meiser. As it relates to this, v'hiza hatar is a riboy even if you're only a little bit tahar. Okay. Shailas, what about a Mechusik Kippurim? Mar Savar Toma D'Chol HaTayr Kula. One man, the Amar, said that when we say a Tful Yoyim, we mean every Tful Yoyim. Every Tful Yoyim. Any single Tomei. It doesn't matter if you were Tomei Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Keri, or Tumas Zov, Zov Yiledes and Metzair. Meaning, it doesn't matter if you're also a Mechusik Kippurim, or you're not also a Mechusik Kippurim. So the mandama that says that a Mechusik Kippurim is kosher, because we know a Tful Yoyim is kosher, every Tful Yoyim, even a Tful Yoyim Dezov, now Tful Yoyim Dezov, Tful Yoyim Dezova, Tful Yoyim the Metzair, and Tful Yoyim the Yiledes are also Mechusik Kippurim. So you see clearly that a Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to be involved in the preparation of the paraduma. Umar sovab tuma dahach parsha. No, it's just the tful yoyim of the parsha of parshas chukas, of the persons who has the tuma of the subject of the paraduma. Who got the paraduma? Someone that was tamei tumas meis. Anything that's like tumas meis, oinein utful yoyim utmei sheretz the kili. There also bekal v'chayim tful yoyim the meis. Madach a tful yoyim the meis. Certainly a tful yoyim of a tuma that's more kuladig then Tumas Meis. Ava Mechusik Kippurim Dezav Dechamer, Shkei Tumi Yaitza Olav Miguf Eloi. But the Tful Yoyim of a Tumah that's more Chamer than Tumas Meis, such as Zav, Zav Yiledes and Metzayra. And why are they more Chamer? Because that Tumah was Yatsa Migufay. But the bottom line is that the ones, the Tful Yoyims that also are Mechusik Kippurims, their Tumahs are more Chamer than the Tumah. It's not Muchach that when the Torah said V'hiza Atar, it's coming to be Marba, that even such a Tful Yoyim is allowed to go and prepare it. Al Kaponim, this Shaila, whether Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to burn the paraduma, is not allowed to burn the paraduma, is not totally in this fundamental shaila of the mechusiki purim, the zav is kizav, alav kizav. It has nothing to do with our sugya. It's a more specific shaila in the halachas of paraduma, where there's a riboy that a tful yoyim was allowed to burn it. The question is, did every tful yoyim, even the mechusiki purims, even the tful yoyims that are also mechusiki purims, or is it only a tful yoyim that's not a mechusiki purim?